Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder here with you at 8:53, and we are getting some texts. 312-981-7200. Light snow in Rockford. Some reports of snow in Peru, Belvedere, Richmond, Illinois, Ottawa, Woodstock. And it's definitely coming. WGN-TV meteorologist Mike Jansen on the line with us. Mike, I thought you'd be in bed by now.
I wish. I'll have to be in bed early this afternoon, though, so I can get up at midnight, clear my driveway, and come back into the office here early tomorrow morning. The snow is approaching us. Rockford, a little bit of light snow there. Peru, the same. You can see it on radar. This is all with this Arctic front. And to kind of give you an idea of what we say when we mean Arctic, here in the city, we're still running in the lower 30s. Moline is now down to 9 degrees.
Oh, my God.
So it is going to drop quickly once it arrives. And I expect us, even in the city, to see our temperatures by 5 o'clock this evening probably getting down into the single digits. And by then, wind chills will be maybe 10 to 15 degrees below zero. So anybody that went out the door this morning and thought, hey, this isn't so bad, and they stay from doing 9 to 5, they're going to turn around this evening and go, hey, this isn't any good at all. And then getting on the road this evening could be just an absolute, mess, just awful.
And so I know that the snow that was predicted earlier was a considerable amount, much more than we are actually going to get, but it's just all things coming together with the winds that are going to be how like 50 miles per hour winds.
Yeah, that was the thing going back to like last weekend when I was on air on Sunday, when this really looked like it was going to start coming together, and I said on air that I had more confidence in the cold and the wind than I did in any snowfall totals.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really until yesterday when I, even felt confident enough, okay, we're getting close enough to this storm to start putting numbers out there like between 2 and 6. And that's basically where we still are right now, is looking at somewhere between 2 and 6. And I think in the city itself, when I say 2 to 6, it's across the region. But in the city itself, it could be closer to 4 to 6, in that realm. But it's going to be that real light, fluffy stuff that, one, is going to be hard to get an accurate measurement on. But more importantly, when the winds start to pick up, I mean, right now, we're, 5-10 mile an hour wind. To get into the afternoon, afternoon, late afternoon especially, it's increasing from 10 to 25 miles per hour and gust to 35 by 5 o'clock. You get into the evening hours, and you're talking about west-northwest winds at 20 to 25 and gusts up to 40. That's going to make your temperature at 9 o'clock and, maybe at 2 below going to feel more like 25 to 27 degrees below zero. And the snow is going to be blowing around all over the place and still coming down. And even after the snow tapers off to maybe just some snow showers during the overnight, you're going to have a hard time telling if it's snowing or not, because all that light, fluffy snow is just going to be airborne.
Yeah.
You get into the overnight hours, it'll be gusting 45 miles an hour. And, that's when we get into that, even this afternoon, but continuing overnight, even when the snow stops for the most part, you're looking at near whiteout conditions. And because of how cold it's going to be, the chemicals don't work so well on the roads. And so trying to keep the roads clear is going to be difficult because the snow is going to be blowing back on it, and it's not going to be melting because of the chemicals. And so you got near whiteout conditions, slick roadways, and so many issues there that you could run into. And that continues into tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be windy tomorrow. I got gusts tomorrow of up to 50 miles an hour. And so you start out tomorrow morning where bottoming out wind chills could be between 35 and even 40 degrees below zero. At best tomorrow, I think when we top out around zero, we're still looking at wind chills in the latter part of the day of 25 degrees below zero.
Good God.
So you get out there, and if you were to slide off the road or something like that, I mean, these are dangerous conditions that you're talking about, where if you were to get an accident or something like that, where you can't get out there, frostbite on exposed skin could set up in 10 to 20 minutes. That's not a very long time.
Yeah. All right, and then Christmas Eve, later in the afternoon, we should be able to go over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house?
Yeah, I think so. And I even think, even on Friday, you could go somewhere. You're going to run into some issues. I think this evening is going to be the worst of it. By Saturday, partly sunny, breezy. I think maybe we get up to around 9 for a high and still feeling like it's 15 below. I was just on the phone about 10 minutes ago with the folks at Soldier Field and with the Bears talking about what they're prepping for, how they can get their crews to clear out Soldier Field. They're one, how much noise are going to be, they're asking that, but then when do we get to the dangerous level when it comes to the cold air, because they want to protect the people that are having to clear the stadium, not only where people are sitting, but also the field itself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, kickoff temperature for anybody going to the Bears game, probably going to be around 8 degrees and wind chill close to 15 below. West wind still at 25, gusting to 40 on Saturday.
Thank you for that.
Pretty.
Yeah. It's not going to be pretty, but we'll get through it, right? Because we're Chicagoans.
And it does look like by Wednesday of next week, we could be in the mid-30s. That'll be like a heat wave.
Yeah, that's going to feel good. Thank you for taking the time, Mike. Watch you in the morning, and I'm a big fan. Thank you for taking the time to tell us what's going on.
I appreciate it. Stay warm. Stay safe.
All right.
Happy holiday.
Good morning. It's Wendy Snyder here with you at 8:53, and we are getting some texts. 312-981-7200. Light snow in Rockford. Some reports of snow in Peru, Belvedere, Richmond, Illinois, Ottawa, Woodstock. And it's definitely coming. WGN-TV meteorologist Mike Jansen on the line with us. Mike, I thought you'd be in bed by now.
Yeah, I wish. I'll be in bed. I'll have to be in bed early this afternoon, though, so I can get up at midnight, clear my driveway, and come back into the office here early tomorrow morning. Yeah, the snow is approaching us. Rockford, a little bit of light snow there. Peru, the same. You can see it on radar. This is all with this Arctic front. And to kind of give you an idea of what we say when we mean Arctic, you know, here in the city, we're still running in the lower 30s. Moline is now down to 9 degrees.
Oh, my God.
So it is going to drop quickly once it arrives. And I expect us, even in the city, to see our temperatures by 5 o'clock this evening probably getting down into the single digits. And by, you know, by then, wind chills would be maybe 10 to 15 degrees below zero. So anybody that went out the door this morning and thought, hey, this isn't so bad, and they stayed, say, from doing 9 to 5, they're going to turn around this evening and go, hey, this isn't any good at all. And then getting on the road this evening could be just an absolute, you know, mess, just awful.
And so I know that the snow that was predicted earlier was a considerable amount, much more than we are actually going to get, but it's just all things coming together with the winds that are going to be how like 50 miles per hour winds.
Yeah, you know, that was the thing going back to like last weekend when I was on air on Sunday, when this really looked like it was going to start coming together, and I said on air that I had more confidence in the cold and the wind than I did in any, you know, snowfall totals.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really until yesterday when I, you know, even felt confident enough, okay, we're getting close enough to this storm to start putting numbers out there like between 2 and 6. And that's basically where we still are right now, is looking at somewhere between 2 and 6. And I agree, in the city itself, when I say 2 to 6, it's across the region. But in the city itself, it could be closer to 4 to 6, you know, in that realm. But it's going to be that real light, fluffy stuff that, one, is going to be hard to get an accurate measurement on. But more importantly, when the winds start to pick up, I mean, right now, we're, you know, 5-10 mile an hour wind. To get into the afternoon, you know, afternoon, late afternoon especially, it's increasing from 10 to 25 miles per hour and gust to 35 by 5 o'clock. You get into the evening hours, and you're talking about west-northwest winds at 20 to 25 and gusts up to 40. That's going to make your temperature at 9 o'clock and, you know, maybe at 2 below going to feel more like 25 to 27 degrees below zero. And the snow is going to be blowing around all over the place and still coming down. And even after the snow tapers off to maybe just some snow showers during the overnight, you're going to have a hard time telling if it's snowing or not, because all that light, fluffy snow is just going to be airborne.
Yeah.
You get into the overnight hours, will be gusting 45 miles an hour. And, that's when we get into that, you know, even this afternoon, but continuing overnight, even when the snow stops for the most part, you're looking at near whiteout conditions. And because of how cold it's going to be, the chemicals don't work so well on the roads. And so trying to keep the roads clear is going to be difficult because the snow is going to be blowing back on it, and it's not going to be melting because of the chemicals. And so you got near whiteout conditions, slick roadways, and so many issues there that you could run into. And that continues into tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be windy tomorrow. I got gusts tomorrow above the 50 miles an hour. And so you start out tomorrow morning where bottoming out wind chills could be between 35 and even 40 degrees below zero. At best tomorrow, I think when we top out around zero, we're still looking at wind chills in the latter part of the day of 25 degrees below zero.
Good God.
So you get out there, and if you were to slide off the road or something like that, I mean, these are dangerous conditions that you're talking about, where if you were to get an accident or something like that, where you can't get out there, frostbite on exposed skin could set up in 10 to 20 minutes. That's not a very long time.
Yeah. All right, and then Christmas Eve, later in the afternoon, we should be able to go over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house?
Yeah, I think so. And I even think, you know, even on Friday, you could go somewhere. You're going to run into some issues. I think this evening is going to be the worst of it. By Saturday, partly sunny, breezy. I think maybe we'll get up to around 9 for a high and still feeling like it's 15 below. I was just on the phone about 10 minutes ago with the folks at Soldier Field and with the Bears talking about what they're prepping for, how they can get their crews to clear out Soldier Field. They're one, how much snow is there going to be? They're asking that. But then when do we get to the dangerous level when it comes to the cold air? Because they want to protect the people that are having to clear the stadium, not only where people are sitting, but also the field itself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, kickoff temperature for anybody going to the Bears game, probably going to be around 8 degrees and wind chill close to 15 below. West wind still at 25, gusting to 40 on Saturday.
Thank you for that.
Pretty.
Yeah. It's not going to be pretty, but we'll get through it, right? Because we're Chicagoans.
And it does look like by Wednesday next week, we could be in the mid-30s. That'll be like a heat wave.
Yeah, that's going to feel good. Thank you for taking the time, Mike. Watch you in the morning, and I'm a big fan. Thank you for taking the time to tell us what's going on.
I appreciate it. Stay warm. Stay safe.
All right.
Happy holidays.